Joining us now is Donna Corcoran from the Citizen Information Service. Good afternoon, Donna.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Sure. Just keep rolling on.
That's it.
Just keep rolling. That's all you can do. Donna, today we're going to talk about tax refunds, tax rebates, how people can... Because I think lots of times, I think especially in this country, lots of people work, that taxes are taken at source. And they're just paid, and they just assume that they're paying the right amounts.
Yeah.
And lots of people don't look at. So there's lots of different ways, as you said, where people can have a look in and possibly get a few bob back.
Yeah, you're right. I think it's taken out of your wages, and you sort of don't think about it anymore. For God's sake, that's it. You know, you can't argue with the tax man type of thing.
Yeah.
But there is a few things that we can apply for. So this is for anybody, obviously, who's working. And who's paying tax, because you have to earn a certain amount before you come into the tax bracket, depending on your situation, if you're single or married or whatever, whether there's one working or two working. So, and obviously social welfare is not a taxable payment on its own. So if you only have social welfare coming in, you wouldn't be paying tax on that. If you had a social welfare pension and you had an occupational pension, a pension from your old job or a private pension, then you would be paying some tax on that. So just to clarify that. The most common one that most people know about, and they keep saying, I will do it, I will do it, and you never get around to it, and it's the easiest thing to claim back, is on medical expenses. So the doctor, the chemist and the dentist. Obviously, if you pay for your prescriptions or you pay every time you see your doctor, if you've a medical card, a full card, this wouldn't apply to you. If you have a GP only, you can still claim for the prescriptions that that you get. So cost to the doctors, cost to a consultant, items of treatment prescribed by the doctor. So anything on the prescription that you get from the chemist, you can claim back 20% of all of this. Also, if you had to pay for speech and language therapy or... costs of maintenance in a nursing home. There's certain items expenditure in respect of a child that has a serious life-threatening illness or cancer. So it is spread across a few things. As I say, the drugs, hearing aids, if you bought a hearing aid or you bought a hearing aid for someone else, an orthopaedic bed, orthopaedic chair, if you had to buy a wheelchair, you had to pay for physiotherapy or chiropody. Another one a lot of people aren't aware of, if you're a celiac, the cost of gluten-free foods is generally a little bit more expensive than ordinary food. As this condition is generally ongoing, you just need a letter from your GP stating that you have the celiac, that you're a celiac sufferer, and keep your receipts from the supermarket in addition to receipts from anything you get in the chemist. So that's for celiacs. So at the end of the year, what I advise people is start getting your receipts together. I would go into my GP and the chemist that I use sometime in December or January and ask them to print me a statement. So they have it in the system. You know, obviously, if you keep all your receipts, fair play to you, put them in the shoebox. If you can't find them or you didn't do it, your chemist or your doctor should be, your doctor's receptionist should be able to facilitate a statement.
Yeah.
And you don't send the receipts into the tax office. You fill in your Medical Certificate 1, and you just put the amount, total for doctor, total for chemist, total for consultant or whatever. And you send that off to the tax office, your local tax office here in Dublin, and you should hopefully get a nice little check. They ask for your bank details, they'll put it into the bank or they'll send you a check.
Yeah.
So if you do that in January, it'll be for 2016. There's no point doing it now, it's a bit early, but I'm telling you is to do your homework and get your bits of paper together. I mean, even if you had a 20%, if you had four doctor's appointments, that could be €200. And then you got scripts, you could have paid €250. That's €50 back that you might be happy with in the end of January. You're looking around for that last euro.
When you say about receipts there, and I'm thinking specifically with chemists, is that just for prescribed medication or is it for over-the-counter medication
only
as well?
Only prescribed.
Only prescribed medication,
No, if you buy a tub of Sudocream at the counter, it has to come from the doctor or specialist. The dentist now, that's the Med 2 form. You'll get that from your dentist because he has to stamp it. Again, routine work is not covered, a filling or anything. But if you got crowns or veneers, or maybe you paid for braces for your child, that, yes, 20%. I mean, braces are pretty expensive. 20% of that back, it would be quite big.
Yeah, it'd be quite helpful.
Yeah, any bridge work or impulse, root canal treatment, something out of the norm, you can claim 20% of that back. The Med 1, the Med 2. So they're the most common ones that an awful lot of taxpayers don't do. And I don't understand why. You do it once, it'll take you half an hour to fill in that form. Or sorry, get your paperwork together, fill it in and post it. 20 minutes, half an hour. And once you do it one January, you'll do it every January. And you get a few bob back.
And there are other areas of things like bin charges and
not anymore. No, not since it was privatised.
Yeah, that's why I brought that up, because I only recently had a conversation with somebody who was saying to me, I just said, I don't think you can anymore.
No, unfortunately, privatised, that went out the window.
Yeah.
The other ones that I'm going to mention, if your circumstances changed this year, you could be due some tax back. So a couple of examples here, maybe you made redundant. If you're made redundant now next week or the December, possibly no, there wouldn't be very much to get back. But if you were made redundant early this year and you stopped earning, you should have let the tax office know in January, and you could be due some money back. If you got married and your other half wasn't working, wasn't using all their credits, you could be entitled to extra credits and that could be a refund. Tuition fees. If you didn't, even if you qualify for the grant, you may have to pay some tuition fees. Now, they won't let you claim back the first, I think it's the first 3,000. But if you had somebody that did a master's or a postgrad, you could be paying up to 6,000 for that. You can get 20% of that back. You yourself could have done a part-time course at night, paid 1,500, 2,000 fees. You're entitled to 20% of that back. And then the last one I'm just going to mention is the universal service charge. You do not pay that unless you earn 13,000 or more. So they give you all year to earn that 13,000, which is roughly €250 a week. So I think this often applies to students who worked part time or only worked for the summer. Yeah. They wouldn't have capped the 13,000 a year. If they paid universal service charge, you can apply for that to be refunded again in January. So it would be worth it just to get your paperwork together, have a look at your figures. Any queries, give us a ring, Citizen Information here in Coolock. I'll give you the numbers and everything at the end. But generally, if any circumstances changed, I mean, some people say to me, well, I got married, surely tax office, no, unless you invite them to the reception, they don't know, you have to tell them. Same with tuition fees, or if you stop working during the year, yes, your P45 goes in and the figures are there, but you may not necessarily get a refund unless you look for it.
It's probably the most popular one that people tend to use is they'll just call up the tax office and ask for a balancing statement.
Yes, the P21.
P21, yeah. And even just making that phone call can be very surprising.
Yes, you're right, dead right. It's very useful to do, because the P21 is like a statement of all your earnings. It'll have your social welfare on it, your earnings in one job, your pension in another job. It'll have everything. Uh-huh. And often that can generate a tax refund from the tax office. Just even requesting that, you're right, it's useful to have, because they only let us go back 4 years. So if you didn't claim your tax refund or you were due something back, you've only got 4 years to do it. Whereas there is no time limit, I believe, on the revenue. They can come looking for any underpayments.
Indeed.
A lot longer.
But the thing, especially with the P21, if there are people, and this is the one thing, is that, as I say, lots of people, they go to work, that tax is deducted, most people don't even look at it. It's gone, you never see it. If you've never done a P21, it can be worth just making the phone call, because you can get, you're not going to get a lot of money back, but you can get
a few hundred
back, and it's always nice to be getting it from them instead of giving it to them all the time.
Exactly. And when you can order the P21 on the phone, you don't even have to speak to anybody. It's press this button, press that button. sudden. And if it's only P21, you just give your PPS number. Mm. And as long as they've got your current address, of course, they'll send it out. So you don't even have to be on hold to speak to them. But the dental and the med ones are so easy. And people could be surprised, as I say, you know, how much you'll get back.
Yeah.
Just by just going to your chemist or your doctor and getting those receipts or getting those statements.
Yeah.
But the P21 is a good exercise to do.
Yeah, and just finally, the one the old revenue online, it's worth getting your PIN and having your account.
Yes, and they are pushing everyone towards online, I have to say. We're still giving out the paper form of Med 1s and Med 2s. So if you're a little nervous and you haven't done this before, by all means, call into us. We can give you this form or you can download it.
Mm-hmm.
They'll still take the paper form, but they are, I think, between now and 2020, they're going to only deal with us online. It's not always convenient for everybody.
Yeah.
But yes, getting the PIN number and using the online facility is brilliant. You can see at one look how much tax are taken off you, and you can put in queries and put in your refunds there. Yeah, it is quite useful, all right.
It is quite useful. Okay, Donna, thanks very much for coming down to us as always. It's always great talking to you. And I suppose this time of year, you're busy keeping people. Keeping things ticking over.
But sure, we don't mind. Keep us out of mischief.
That's it. If anybody wants any other information, want to go on the website, want to give you a call.
Our phone number here in Northside Civic Centre is 076 107 8190. And there is our call centre, which is 076 107 4000 4000. And I always like to mention that one because it's open from 9 a.m. till 8 o'clock at night.
Oh, okay.
So you might not want to talk about your tax affairs sitting among your colleagues in work, but you go home this evening, they're there till 8 o'clock if you've any queries. Yeah.
And the website is just citizensinformation.ie.
And revenue.ie.
Revenue.ie
is quite huge. It's quite clear to read to go into that. And of course, as I say, give us a ring or drop in. We're here at Northside Citizens Information up on the second floor, and you'll catch us here from 9:30 to 1:00 and 1:30 to 4:30.
Excellent stuff. Listen, Donna, thanks very much as always for coming down to us, and we'll talk to you soon.